RCR with Paul Brennan.
So to the Manurewa Marae affair, Stats Head won't seek reappointment as inquiry finds failures in agencies safeguarding data. Joining us to talk about this is Todd Stevenson, ACT List MP and ACT's Public Service Spokesperson. Welcome back to RCR in 2025. Todd, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Okay, before we get into this, I want to play this clip and get your kind of comment on it. Just hold it there.
Are you saying that you used the data, but there was nothing wrong with that? You didn't breach any rules or laws doing so?
No. What you've got to understand is that there are different data banks across the whole of the country. Now Waipadata has been in business for 40 years. It has huge data sets. That data set is owned by itself. It's its own data mine. What are you saying? You're saying we're not allowed to use our own data?
So it's their data, Todd, according to John Tamahedi, speaking on Morning Report on Thursday morning.
Well, I think we really need to look into this, Paul. It's already, the report that came out from the Public Service Commissioner has already highlighted issues with data around Stats NZ and also procedures within both the Ministry of Health and Health NZ. So I think we've got to do more than just take his word for it.
Do you smell a rat here? I mean, let's get it out in the open. Is something fishy here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the report was pretty concerning, right? I mean, I also just want to say, you may remember, Paul, way back in June of last year, I actually asked the Justice Select Committee to do a public inquiry into the issues around Manurewa Marae. Unfortunately, that didn't come to fruition. But I actually thought that would be a better process because the New Zealand public would actually be able to see people appearing before the committee and making, being asked questions, and we could actually people a bit more transparent about what's going on. But we do now have this report from the Public Services Commissioner. The head of Stats NZ is already going when his contract finishes. And as I said, a number of other agencies have been called into question. And I know also the police are involved.
Brian Roach says that stepping down is doing the right thing. What do you think he means when he says doing the right thing?
Well, I think it was untenable for the CEO to stay on. Look, you could argue that he should have been dismissed, but obviously his contract was coming to an end, so he's being terminated, I suppose, that way. And it is pretty clear that there were data breaches. We know Mr. Tamahere himself has admitted that the census forms were photocopied, and we now know that they hung around at the Manurewa Marae for a year.
But their data, apparently, according to him.
Well, as I said, I think we really need to look into that because there's got to be some questions about where did that data come from? We clearly know that they were involved in both collection of census data and other health data through some of the activities with Health New Zealand and the Ministry of Health. So that needs to be looked into, and I'm sure that's what's going to be happening next.
You work on public sector neutrality, right?
Mm.
Do you think the conflicts of interest identified in this report have any bearing on neutrality? Well, certainly the perception of it. Does it seem like the government departments were too keen to partner up with the Marae and other Maori organisations without, the necessary checks and balances in place?
I absolutely do think that's the case, Paul. I don't think some of these things are properly thought through. The other example I will give you is obviously having a Manurewa Marae as a polling place. And again, we actually did have the opportunity to have the Electoral Commission in front of the Justice Select Committee, and they admitted in hindsight that it was probably the wrong thing to do. And it really was just a lack of people hadn't actually thought through exactly what you're saying, the relationships, the conflict, and are these appropriate activities to be doing with these organisations?
Okay, so the average Kiwi's reaction to that, and I'm the average Kiwi, is do any of them know what they're doing?
Well, look, I hope so, Paul. And look, what I hope comes out of this, review, this report, some of the other things, as I said, like the interrogation of the Electoral Commission, is actually they think twice and they actually go through a proper kind of due diligence process and say, well, of the organisations that our government agency is partnering with, and again, using taxpayers' money, right, to do these activities, is it appropriate? What safeguards and checks are being put in place, and are we doing the right thing?
Because it could be argued that even if you believe it or not, the integrity of elections is being called into question in quite a few jurisdictions and countries around the world of late. Romania, the latest example, but of course, the 2020 election in the United States. I think there's some water to go under the bridge there. Surely anyone in this area, in a country like New Zealand, should be aware of what's occurred and be even more squeaky clean as a result.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I want to say, you know, I think we have a really robust election process in New Zealand, Paul, and that is one of the good things. We actually do a review after every election, and that is, as I said, something that routinely happens. But I think it is right that we keep asking ourselves these questions. We've got to be ever vigilant if you want to continue to safeguard our democracy and make sure everything is squeaky clean and everything's being done right.
I think Brian Roach has also been commenting on merging or eliminating government departments. Again, we're sort of seeing that playing out on the other side of the world. What is your sense of duplication, inefficiency? To what level do you think that exists in this country? Because in the United States, it could be in the trillions of dollars, right?
Yeah, look, a few comments on this. One, I'm very supportive of what Brian Roche has said. And, you know, ACT has long said, we think there are too many government agencies and departments. And we obviously got core government departments, and then we have crown entities, and we've got lots of different organisations that the government controls. So I think it was really great that he's come out and said that. I think I do want to draw a bit of a distinction, I think, between New Zealand and the US. Clearly, our kind of public financing and accounting is very robust, Paul. And so while I do think there is money being wasted in government, we can actually probably identify and get to that. So I don't think we've got a lot of these systemic problems they're seeing in the US where they're actually paying money to the people that don't even know if they're still alive, et cetera. So,
well, some are 150 years old.
Yes. So I think, look, that is just, that is quite concerning if you're in the US government. So look, absolutely, we think there's too much, too many government agencies in New Zealand. We do think they are spending too much. And, you know, ACT has called for a consolidation. We think a number could be disestablished or at least combined. So I think Sir Brian, you know, is on the right track, and we'd be very happy to help him out.
Though it doesn't seem to be happening very quickly compared to other places where we kind of slow walk these things. That's how it appears, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think ACT always would like to go faster than the other parties. So I think there's two points there. One is obviously we're in a coalition, so three parties have to agree on these changes. But look, broadly, you'll remember last budget, you know, savings were delivered across the public service using a target. And I know that the budget ministers are working through another program as they work into the budget this year. So again, I think we will see some savings and some reallocation. I do think, though, you are right, Paul. I think there's a broader question. You know, can we actually, combine some ministries and departments? Can we get rid of them altogether? And I think, you know, we ACT is very welcome. Really would like to have that conversation, and we'll certainly be continuing to raise it, as I have been.
Here's something that comes up quite a bit, and I wonder what you think about this. There seems to be quite a disconnect between what politicians say and think that can be done and what bureaucrats think they can do. Fluoride is an example of that, and don't want to get into that discussion. Our audience has a view on that. But, you know, you've got cabinet ministers endorsing it who I know don't know what they're saying. This can't go on, can it?
Yeah, look, I think, and one of the interesting things is, we do need to change the culture of our public service, Paul. And so, you know, one of the small areas that obviously David is the minister responsible for Pharmac, and I'm, you know, been assisting him with is, you know, we were very clear to the Pharmac board, we actually wanted to see a cultural change there. And what I mean by that is we need these organisations to actually start thinking about how do they go about delivering for the New Zealand public and actually go through a kind of process of continuing improvement. What I see with a lot of the bureaucracies in Wellington is they actually don't think, how can we be doing this better? They just continue to do the same old thing they've done year after year. And what we actually need is people in there saying, hang on, let's challenge the status quo. Let's talk about doing things differently. Are we actually delivering the results for people? Could we do it in a different way? And so that's what I call cultural change, right? When you actually, get some new thinking. And again, you could say that that's kind of what Elon Musk has brought to the US. It's just a new way of thinking, right?
We had Rob McCulloch, Professor Rob McCulloch on here last week, and he was talking about, primarily the new policy from National basically you pay down some millions and you get a passport. And
Yeah.
but wider than that, he was talking about how New Zealand is clogged up with the same old people on the go around. Same old people. Innovations required. We get the old guy off the shelf who was here 20 years ago. Seems to be something that we do a lot. I think he had a point. Do you agree with him?
Absolutely. I mean, I always think that it wouldn't hurt us to get some new talent from outside of New Zealand. Not everything, we don't need to get everyone from outside, but some people would be good. I
Well,
think
I'll give
our
you an
question.
example, Todd. He said one of the world's top economists has retired here. Absolute
Brilliant.
genius. No one's ever called him.
And reached
Hey,
out.
and hey, what do we do? What would you do? Come in, let's talk. We want to know. Nothing. They don't even rate him. I mean, it's hubris to the max, isn't it?
No, I totally agree. And I think, that's the kind of person we should be, getting them into a room, having a round table discussion, finding out exactly, trying to tap into their knowledge. One of the other things that's come up in this discussion, Paul, is this the fact that actually ministers don't appoint the chief executives of their departments, right? And so again, ACT actually talked about that being a change, similar to the Australian system where actually the ministers have much more of a say on who leads agency in a department. So at the moment, that is actually done by the Public Services Commissioner. And what we have seen in previous years is a lot of heads of public services just moving around into different positions. We do need some new blood and some new thinking.
Getting back to where we started with Manurewa Marae, this inquiry. So I'm sure a few people are worried that maybe the outcome of this will be a sort of distributed thing where no one is actually personally responsible for anything, but procedures could be tightened up and the same old, same old. It's time to identify individuals now, isn't it, who are screwing up.
Well, I think we need to drill down into what were the systemic failures. So I think obviously we've got those issues that have been identified around data. So that relates to Stats New Zealand, Health New Zealand, and the Ministry of Health. But I also would note, the police are involved now as well. So they'll be doing some inquiries. We can't just let this go, without changes being made and actually finding out where the failures are and who is responsible. I totally agree with you there, Paul. I think the other thing is, and for the time being, contracts are being suspended with John Tamihere's trust and I think Manurewa Marae. So at least a kind of stopgap measure's been put in place. So no extensions, no new contracts for the time being until this is all cleared up.
And do you think there's sufficient courage to go all the way, even if it's uncomfortable,
Oh, well, you've got to hope so. I mean, I do note that you've even had other parties, including the Labor Party, coming out expressing concerns about what happened at Manurewa Marae. So I think there is at least some broad cross-party support to getting to the bottom of this and making sure it doesn't happen again.
To some proposals you've been talking about to cut our remaining tariffs. That's in response to Trump's reciprocal tariff plan. First of all, what do you think of his use of tariffs?
Well, look, he's got it's very clear he's got an America First policy. Look, I don't, it's up to him and it's his administration to decide what their settings are. Really, the point I was making is we want to be seen as a good trading partner with the US. We have a small number of tariffs that remain. I think it would be a great gesture we get rid of those and just show him that we're doing everything we can to, freely trade with the US.
So if you remove tariffs, is that essentially on the way or almost all there, as a free trade agreement, some kind of quasi-free trade agreement?
Absolutely. I mean, there's only a handful really remaining in relation to the US, but ACT's position, my position has always been that we should be a free trade nation. We should really have as few tariffs with all countries as possible. We are a trading nation. That's how we've grown up, and that's how we're going to continue to really grow our economy.
So we'd sell this to the United States. How? New Zealand is dropping all tariffs on US products. US, we are open for business. We want to trade, and we want you to reciprocate right now.
Absolutely, definitely, Paul. And I'd add to that, we also need some of your investment, US,
Right.
and come here, invest in this country, help us build new hospitals and schools and roads and infrastructure. And yeah, we're open for business.
Isn't that more substantial than just sort of selling passports to high rollers?
Absolutely. And I think we've got to have an overall number of initiatives. Obviously, we've got the initiative to bring people in here to live. But yeah, we really want to say we're open for business. We want to get capital invested here. And as I said, we want to make sure that our goods are being sold in to the US in the best favorable, most favorable conditions possible.
Does our political establishment fully understand the Trump win? Do they? Have they got their heads around it? Because it's huge, right? It ripples the entire globe.
Yeah, well, certainly, look, I can't speak for all of my colleagues, but certainly in ACT, we followed it very closely. You're right. I mean, it's certainly going to be very influential over this year about the kind of global economy and even obviously other world affairs. I've heard comments already in the last 24 hours around Ukraine, et cetera. So it is a very significant, significant change.
And do we go on supporting Ukraine now?
Well, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think, it is a nation that has been invaded by Russia. So I think that's right. Obviously, we're not in a position to negotiate a peace deal, but we've obviously continued to support Ukraine.
So let's say the peace deal is there. It's probably going to be there. Do we still from here say, no, you've got to keep fighting?
Look, I think that's probably for really the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Prime Minister to comment.
We've all got thoughts on that, though, so feel free.
Well, look, all I would say is until we actually see what was being proposed, it would be very, very hard for me to comment.
All right. Had to ask anyway.
Oh,
Todd Stevenson, Public Services Spokesperson for ACT. Thanks for coming back on RCR, Todd.
Thanks for having me, Paul, and hope to talk to you again soon.